This is The Mason Vera Payne Show,
your go-to lifestyle podcast, covering everything from technology and gaming
to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond.
Brought to you from Chicago, USA,
with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
This is the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne. Thanks for tuning in. So a few days ago, I was at my friend's house and she had this magazine from Haumecker Schlemmer, and it has the craziest stuff in it. There was this replica T-Rex skeleton, foot warmers, scanner pens, and a bunch of other crazy stuff. I don't know if this stuff was real or just something to have in a magazine. So who better than to explain these products than the director of merchandising at Haumecker Schlemmer, Stephen Farrell. Thanks for joining me, Stephen.
Thanks. That's great to be on your show.
Could you tell me a little bit about Haumecker Schlemmer and how long the company has been around?
Well, Haumecker Schlemmer has been around for 167 years. It started as a hardware store in the Bowery in New York City. It was founded by a couple of German immigrants. And, you know, over the 19th century, there was tons and tons of different types of hardware and piano equipment that they sold. And through the turn of the century, they started to get into more, you know, hard goods type products. And then in the 1920s, sort of the roaring 20s, they started to sell sort of upscale, unique, one-of-a-kind products as they catered to a little bit more of an upscale crowd. And that included things that, you know, for the Queen of England and, you know, sultans in the Middle East and all that kind of stuff back in those days. And then as you know, if products got developed over time, we were the first company to carry a pop-up toaster in 1930, an electric razor in 1934, and on and on and on. Through the years, we've carried a bunch of unique products. So, you know, today our history is a little bit more about unique products, best products, and very, very unexpected products.
You know, you said you unexpected products, unique products. What would you consider to be a unique product, like to actually be considered part of the catalog?
Well, one of the challenges that the merchants have here is that they have to present a product and explain it in a very tight, succinct way so that we can understand why it's unique. So when a buyer looks at a product, they're going to find like that singular point of view that makes it stand out. You know, why would somebody want this product? Why is it different than anything else in the market? And, you know, sometimes you look at a product and you go on maybe another site or another catalog and it's got a list of bells and whistles and you don't really know exactly what one's important to you. And to find that unique feature, you know, one of the best examples I can give you is we carry a product. It's the only automatic cordless tire inflator. And what's unique about it is you set the PSI for the tire inflation and it turns off when your tire hits that inflation. So there's certainly a few other features of the product, but the neat part is that you can just set it, whether it's a bike wheel or a tire wheel for a car, to the PSI. You don't have to worry that you're going to overinflate it and, you know, tire will blow or anything like that. So we try to, and when that buyer presented it, we were like, wow, that's the first one we've seen in the market that does it. And it's completely cordless, too, so you don't have to have it hooked to a, you know, electrical outlet.
Oh, that is, like, really cool. That's something everybody should have in their car, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely one of our big men's gift for Christmas this year.
That should be for women too, because I know it's pretty hard to put out there, you know, to figure out what exactly the PSIs are.
Definitely. We also carry quite a few other items that, you know, sort of fit into the more unexpected realm. You know, one of my favorite items that we've been selling for a couple of years now is the Killer Whale Submarine. It's a submarine that is literally in the shape of a killer whale. So if you saw it in the water, you might get a little worried if you were in your boat. But it's a fully functioning submarine. It goes up to 50 miles an hour when it's on the water surface. And then underneath, when it's submerged, it can go up to 25 miles an hour. And it is, you know, a fully licensed craft. It's a special product, obviously. And that can be had for just $90,000.
You know what? I was looking online and I noticed that you guys have a Tyrannosaurus Rex, a replica skeleton. And
yes.
I'm just, what happens if that breaks? I mean, can you return it? I'm a little curious about that.
Well, the one thing nice about Haumecker Schlemmer, and this is sort of part of our heritage, is that everything that we sell is actually unconditionally guaranteed for life. So if there's ever a problem with it, we would certainly take care of it. Obviously, in the case of that particular item, you know, that's made to museum specifications. That would it's used to getting the potential for somebody touching it or, you know, moving it around a little bit. But in general, you know, we would back up any product, whether it's the life-size Tyrannosaurus Rex or if it's, you know, just a regular product that's $24.95. We'll back up all of our products. And there is no limit on our guarantee. You can have a problem with the product and 5 years later you call us up, but we will definitely take care of you. It's part of Haumecker's heritage is being around. We've been around forever and people have a lot of faith that we're going to back up the products we sell.
Yeah, that definitely. I also saw that you guys sell like a $2 million sports car. I think it can submerge itself in water. I mean, that's some really cool stuff you guys have.
Yeah, you know, we definitely carry the unexpected. It's always been part of our heritage, and it's, you know, it's certainly products that, you know, something like the underwater cars, that's something we're selling every day, but we do have it in our assortment. And part of that's just we want people to have fun when they look at our catalog. You know, when you page through a catalog, you get a lot. You know, it can get kind of boring, and you see the same thing. And, you know, so in every catalog, you're going to probably find something in there that you're like, wow, I've never seen that before.
You know what? There is something I saw in there that's within my price range. It was the pen size scanner pen it's like a little scanner pen. I've seen other things like that before, but they've never held up. I mean, does this one really work? Is this something that, like, when you think of your catalog, that each one has to be immaculate?
Well, the one thing that we do is we do test all of our products, and we try to make sure before we put anything in our catalog that it's going to do what it's, you know, making, you know, the promise to do. And in this particular case, this item has been tested. It does work, and it is very unique. Like you say, it's the size of a pen, and it has a little scanner in it. So if you need to take a quick picture of a document or something like that, take a quick picture, and then obviously you can download it into the, you know, onto a computer for later use. But we really are very particular about what we sell. You know, the one thing that's different about Homaker is it's really a curated assortment. It's not like you're going to go on our site and see, for instance, in the scanner world, we're going to carry three or four different scanners that have different, you know, applications. You're not going to find 50 or 100 or, you know, the craziness you can see on some websites. We're out there choosing what we consider to be the best product, and it has to function. If it doesn't function, we will pull it off. And when we're wrong, we will literally just, even if we've got something printed in our catalog, if for some reason we find out after the fact that it's not working, we will completely stop selling a product. So we really stand up, and part of it is that we have that guarantee. So if we are wrong, we know we're going to get them all back, because people are going to certainly take advantage of our guarantee.
Yeah, definitely. I would be returning it and be like purchasing something else then. But it's really nice that you guys are that you guys do that, because I know a lot of other sites, they don't do that, like Sharper Image. You know, you see a lot of cool stuff on Sharper Image, and you know, sometimes it just doesn't stand up, and it would be nice to get a full guarantee on your money back.
Yeah, we stand behind the products, and we have forever. And, you know, we always are pushing ourselves to find the best quality version of what's out there. Certainly, sometimes when you're selling the newest, latest gadgets, not all the bells, you know, the quirks can be worked out sometimes, but we try to make sure that if we're making a promise that something's going to do something, then it has to live up to it.
You know, there's another product that you guys have that I would like to know a little bit more about. It was the typo-preventing electric typewriter. You know, when I was growing up, I had a typewriter because we couldn't afford a computer. And, yeah, you know, it would have been really nice to have something like this. But how does it work? Is it like one of those word processors, or is it a little bit different?
It's kind of a combination. You're definitely talking old school language.
With, yeah, right.
It's definitely a little bit of a combination. It has an electronic dictionary that's, you know, embed it within it like a word processor. So when it senses that you're misspelling a word, it gives you a little ding and alerts you to the fact that you're not typing it correctly, and then you could decide to override if you're, you know, perhaps typing a proper name or something like that, and the spelling's not conventional. So very unique product. It is, you know, nowadays the typewriters are certainly going by the wayside. There's very few left in the marketplace, and when we're one of the few people you can still find one. And we do have a lot of people who love using them.
Yeah, I really like the old school typewriters and processors, but I think I'm just biased because that's what I had to use as a child.
There's also a little bit of a little bit of that lo-fi thing going on with the younger generation, you know, that obviously likes vinyl records and typewriters. And I've even read in the New York Times that there's some, you know, hipster type bars where people come in with their typewriters and have a type off.
Yeah, I've actually seen pictures of that. It's kind of strange to see people do that. I mean, I love those kind of old technology, but, you know, I need my laptop nowadays. So.
Yeah, of course.
You know what? I'm a little curious. Can you actually see any of these products, like, physically? Or do you have a store, or is this all online?
Yeah, we do have our store in New York City on 57th Street near Lexington, and it's been in that location since 1920, so it's in a very historic building. It's a very charming store. Not absolutely everything is in the store, but certainly most of the products are in the store. You know, some of these things like the Killer Whale submarine, you're not likely to find that in the store, the submarine car. We've got a few of the exotic products that are in the store, but the smaller items, for the most part, you'll be able to find there. That is our only store, and then again, it's where we're in the heart of kind of the shopping district along 57th Street, so it's definitely worth a trip if you're in New York City.
Do you have the dinosaur? Because I will go if there's a life-size dinosaur inside.
There is. The life-size dinosaur is so big, it would pretty much take up the entire store. So that's something that we don't have in there. But we do.
Oh, no.
We did renovate our store recently, a little bit over a year and a half ago, and we were able to put in, literally hanging from the rafters, some of the really bizarre products like the killer whale submarine and a few of the other unexpected items you wouldn't see anywhere else.
Yeah, you know what I was also really enjoying, and I would love to purchase. This is probably going to be on my own personal Christmas gift, was the rock climbing treadmill. That thing looks so cool.
It is cool. I have seen in person because I have been to the trade show, the exercise trade show, where you would find that the vendor who makes that product. Yeah, it's something that actually you will find in a lot of clubs nowadays that specialize in this. And you know, it has the hand and feet positions, and you can certainly turn the speed to go to whatever speed you can handle. It also adjusts the angle to be either particularly straight up and down, or a little bit more of an easier slope for different people's whatever aptitude you are in terms of climbing a wall. But it's an incredible workout. I didn't get a chance to jump on the product, but when I was at the trade show, I was able to see somebody demonstrating it, and it is really fun.
You know, I was talking about all the things that I think are cool, but what do you think personally that are some of the unique items that stick out for you?
Well, I think there's a few things that are very, very fun. One of the things that I wish I had the skill, because I'm not that artistic, but one of the things that a lot of our customers are really enjoying is a 3D printing pen. And so this is a pen, a lot of 3D printing is very popular these days. Most of them are, you put the diagram in and it does it within the framework of a printer. Well, in this case, you literally get, a pen that is ejecting a warm plastic that, basically hardens in seconds. And you can, depending on your skill level, you can draw anything you can imagine that you want. We happen to be showing it with a sort of a Eiffel Tower in multiple colors. And that's just super fun, and obviously depending on your artistic skill set, you can do whatever you want with it. But that's certainly a 3D printing pen. I never would have imagined that a few years ago. And then maybe more on the fun side is the fish catching RC boat. So this is actually a remote control boat that is already pre-rigged with tackle on it, so you can actually fish with it. Certainly you can't catch a humongous fish with it, but for fun you could throw it out there on the pond and actually catch some little fish with it. And that's obviously a total blast at $69.95. So it's a doable price point for fun for that. Somebody who has everything, that they probably don't have one of those. And then another item I get a kick out of, I originally grew up in Buffalo, and of course we're known for our snow. We sell an 80-foot snowball launcher, which you basically compress the snowball in the chamber, and then you pump it up, and it shoots the snowball as far as 80 feet. So as a kid, I would have loved to add one of those.
Oh, definitely. I mean, 80 feet, everybody's going to be a target at this point.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. I won't say that I might have thrown a snowball to a bus or two in my youth, but maybe I did.
Oh, you know what? Are there any last-minute gifts you can think of for Christmas or for like a child's birthday, anything like that?
I think, there's a lot of products we have out there for kids, and, depending on what their interests are. One of my fun items that I think we're selling is a mobile clinic that's for a young veterinarian. So a lot of young kids are, get into the whole idea of being, a vet. Everybody, how many kids want to be a vet when they're 10 or 11 years old and they have their pets? And so this is like a clinic that literally has it's a truck, and it has all the different accoutrements that comes with it. Kind of teaches a kid what it would be all about. And it's not just for domesticated pets, also for, farm animals and stuff like that. So that's really kind of, quite fun. And then, there's a ton of different type of ride-on products we have. Our one that I particularly like, which is for like a, 3 to 7-year-old, is a revving throttle electric motorcycle. It goes 3.5 miles an hour, but it also has that engine sound. And so it's got that rev that's really popular. So we have a ton of toys on our website, and I definitely recommend people checking it out. And again, we are always trying to carry, not the things that you necessarily find at the Toys R Us. It's going to be unusual stuff that you wouldn't find. And it's everything from education to activity. A lot of the products we have a lot of our customers really want to get their kids away from being glued to their iPads. Amazingly, kids at 5 and 6 years old have iPads and they just play games on them. So we do have quite a bit of product that is related to getting kids up on their feet and having some fun.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really enjoyed having this conversation with you. I mean, there's so many unique items on your website. Could you tell me what the website name is?
The website is hammacher.com. That's H-A-M-M-A-C-H-E-R.
Is there any other site that you guys have that people could view the products or?
No, that's a place to go to see everything. Everything would be on there. Many of the products have some videos if people want to see what the product, you know, in motion or in more detail or maybe a little bit demonstrative. You know, we do take care to make sure that we write a lot of copy. So when you come to our website, you'll get a very original written copy piece on each thing. So it's not just the same old stuff you might see where you kind of get bored reading specs. This is really a little bit more of a thoughtful piece of copy about why you would want the product.
Well, thanks so much for joining me, Stephen. And remember to buy one of their products, just go right to their website, hammacher.com. That's H-A-M-M-A-C-H-E-R.com. Or like them on Facebook at Hammacher Schlemmer, and there'll be a link because that's a really long name to spell out. And if none of that interests you, just say the name Hammacher Schlemmer, and that's entertainment on its own.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.